And how did you come? Was it
Very
train and
strange.
boat or?
Well, yes, it was a very strange arrangement. I'd never been out of the street, you might say. And suddenly, we're told, I remember this, my mother said, "Come on, we're going." And I had a wee parcel of something, and my sister Lee and my mother and Jenny, and Jenny and I were the two who were going. And I had a wee parcel, and it was about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I remembered it because she said, "Keep to the, don't go out to the pavements, keep to the side of the buildings." And I remember quite distinctly walking through these quiet streets. We get to this massive station, which of course seems huge to me, massive station, and hundreds of people milling around, but never getting onto the platform, just standing at the barrier. And then the next thing I remember was quite vividly, whoever was on the platform taking us, I don't remember that. All I remember taking Jenny's hand, and we are walking down the platform. And see, it was a big adventure. I mean, you know, my mother would have been terrorized if she thought to send a child away like that, two children.
And your brother Izzy wasn't with you at that
Izzy
time?
went earlier on a
Oh,
different kind of
I
transport,
see.
but it was Jenny and I who actually just took hands and then went on to the train. And after that, it's just a huge adventure. The train went through out of Germany. I remember stopping at some stations, maybe. I remember vaguely guards coming on, searching, looking for bits and pieces of anything that you may have tried to sneak out. And then the next thing, we must have been overnight to Holland, and Holland, all the way through Holland to Hoek of Holland. And again, it must have been an adventure, but I'm sure I cried most of the time, and so did Jenny. And then once again, we're in Holland, and suddenly we're on a boat. Again, a memory. And then we get to Harwich. And in Harwich, again, we're taken off the boat and we go to London. Well, that was another adventure. I mean, it's a train, a boat, a train. I mean, it was huge.
And of course, neither of you spoke any English at
Not a
this
word,
point.
not a
No.
word. But an amazing thing happened. My brother Joe, who had been secreted out in 1938 or early 39, was already working in a factory in London. And when obviously most people, a lot of people started to get to know about what was happening from Germany, people were coming in, the foreman knew Joe and spoke to Joe and said, "Joe, go to the station, your brother and sister's coming off the boat or the train." And lo and behold, Joe was standing at the platform waiting for us, which was an incredible, I mean, for me, it must be marvellous. And we went for a cup of tea, which normal thing you do in London, Lion's Corner House. And then the next thing, we're in a hostel somewhere. And why were we in the hostel? Because the fare for the rail fare to Glasgow hadn't arrived. 2 weeks we sat in the hostel waiting for £2 each or something. So we're in the hostel. I don't remember the hostel except the disinfectant smell, which was just horrible.
And
We must have
why?
been looked after quite well. Oh, by the way, the Quakers took us onto the platform. That's got to be mentioned because they were the only people allowed on the platform, apparently. No
In
one else.
Germany.
The Quakers, yes. And then we went by train to Glasgow.
And why Glasgow?
I don't know, except that the families that had taken Izzy in earlier lived in Clydebank, and the family that was going to take Jenny lived in Hardgate, which was 20 miles from Glasgow, or maybe less. And I was sent to Kilmarnock on my own. So there I was again on a train with somebody I don't know. They may have met me in Glasgow, I don't know. I would think someone must have met me in Glasgow. Took me to Kilmarnock. So the point I'm trying to make is I was separated from five different people at the same, you know, one after another, each for a few days, a few hours. And then I found myself suddenly in Kilmarnock with a big family, four girls and a boy, mother and father, nice house, nice people. Incidentally, they were conscientious objectors, but they were also Quakers, and they were wonderful to me. And How they took in another child when they already had a full house, I don't know. But obviously, they had big hearts.
And were you there for a long time?
I was calculating the other day how long I was there. I arrived on July or August the 4th or 5th, or maybe even the 10th. And I remember a Christmas. So I must have gone at least 9 months there, 6 to 9 months. And then 1, 2, 3, my mother comes to visit once, because she came up from Dorset. She was very smart, my mother. They took her away from Dorset because the British thought that she would be signalling submarines on the Channel. So they took aliens away from the Channel and moved them into London. And then my mother, through the refugee committee, got a job in Largs.
To follow her children.
Correct. She was very smart about that. And Lee stayed in London. My mother cooked in Largs. And so I was in Kilmarnock for about 8 to 9 months. Learned to speak English, everything, every word. And then my mother came to visit me around about, say, six, it was after Christmas. And I was frightened of her because she couldn't speak English and I could no longer speak German. I'd lost everything just like that.
That's remarkable.
And I was hiding.
Have you still lost German?
No, German's coming back, bits and pieces of things. When I need to know, I can do it. When I can listen to the news, I can do it. But I was hiding behind the woman's skirts because my mother was a stranger. I mean, I hardly knew her in Berlin. I mean, she was out working all the time, so I was just growing up. And I hardly knew her when I saw her. It was quite a sad visit. I think it was then my mother decided, I'm taking my child away from here. He's not going to be Jewish for long, because I was already sitting in a big house with a swing and a big garden, and we came out of a basement flat. I'm not going to let my son get used to this. So she took me away and put me in a hostel for 4 years.
Oh, and you must have been upset by that.
Well, it wasn't too bad, really, because Izzy and Jenny were also there. The refugee committee had decided that there were too many children dispersed around Scotland. So they either bought or rented a big house in Skelmorlie near Largs, and they managed to bring a lot of children, including my sister Issy and Jenny, myself, to Skelmorlie, where we lived more or less the duration of the war.
And who looked after you there? Did they have special staff looking after you?
Well, I wouldn't call them staff. I would call them, they were terrible to us. Oh. They didn't treat us terribly well. The food that they gave us was virtually non-existent, although there was money, plenty money, but we didn't see much of it. And my sister Jenny, who's just gone back to New York, although she won't talk about it either, she said the food was terrible. Terrible, but I don't know. We were alive. It didn't really matter. The food wasn't special. It was food, and they looked after us for about 3.5-4 years, and then we were sent away from there. The WAFs.
I was just going to ask, when you were all living together, so would they send you all en masse to the local school?
No,
or
I was still only. I was still only when we arrived in Skelmorlie. I was still only 7, so they were couple of other young boys there, and we went to the local school. As far as I remember, we went to the local school. Went to Kilmarnock, and then Kilmarnock, I was at the local school learning English. Mm-hmm. And then from Kilmarnock to Skelmorlie, we went to the local Skelmorlie school. But Izzy and Jenny, I was already 7, 8, they were 12 and 13, mm-hmm. They went to Greenock High School.
So it just depended on your age where you went.
Correct, and they were bused to Greenock every morning and back at night, as far as I remember. We went to the local school.
How many children would you say were living in the hostel?
I believe it was about 30. And they had come from all over Europe, apparently. They weren't all from Berlin. And girls were kept separate from the boys. I'm not so sure how long for it in the evenings, but they certainly were sleeping separately. But it was packed. The house was busy, busy. And I did no recollections of the house, but a friend of mine recently sent me some photographs of Birkenwald, which was quite unusual, suddenly to see the house, a beautiful sandstone building. And we'd been there, but the wall, I don't know if there was a wall in the garden, but when I saw it, I remember me swinging in the garden. And they had nasturtiums in the garden, which I hate.
And did your mother come and visit you there?
My mother had this job in Largs. She was very, very clever. And she used to walk or get a bus from Largs, which was 5 miles, and she used to hide round the bushes. You weren't allowed to visit all the time. You couldn't just suddenly bring up the appearance at different times. My mother sneaked in and she would come, go to the gate, maybe hide behind a bush, and she would say to somebody walking, "I'm here." And we would go and she'd give us a piece of bread, sweet and sour bread or something, which she had, and then she'd away. But there was no formal visits, like how my children doing here, like you would at a teacher's, going to see a teacher's night.
And they probably were worried if they let parents come too often that you'd get homesick, desirous of leaving.
Well, their idea, I think, was to keep us safe and together. That must have been what the refugee committee said. This is what your job is. Keep them here. But the strange thing is, we were right on the flight path of all the bombers going to Clydebank. So it really wasn't that safe. But on the other hand, it was safe. We were safe.